रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 57. प्रहस्त सेट्स आउट टू फाइट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. हियरिंग द न्यूज ऑफ द डेथ ऑफ अकंपना, रावण वाज फ्यूरियस. हिज फेस ग्रू वॉन एंड ही लुक्ड इंटेंटली एट हिज मिनिस्टर्स. He thought for a while to counsel with his ministers and decided to renew that morning the troops stationed in the city. It was decked with flags and banners and garlands. Bands of Rakshasas guarded it most carefully. Battalions of troops were stationed all over the camp. Seeing the capital besieged by the monkeys on all sides, Ravana said to Prahastha, "It is impossible to raise the siege unless we destroy our foes in battle. Either I or Kumbhakarna or yourself, Indrajit or Nikumbha, must take up this task. Collect what forces you will, go forth to where the monkeys are and come back with victory. The monkey hosts will take to flight when they see you approaching them. They are fickle of temper. Will they stay on the battlefield once they hear the roar of the Rakshasa warriors? Unsteady of mind, untrained in warfare, they cannot stay at a place for long. They will die of sheer fright, like elephants when they hear the roar of lions. If their armies are scattered in all directions, Rama and Lakshmana will be distracted in mind and fall into your hands with none to support them. It is not a rule that those that go out to fight meet with death. Even if death befalls us, we would have earned undying fame and the heavenly worlds. But if we do not fight, we are sure to die at the hands of our foes. And such a death brings with it disgrace and hell. Tell me what you think, for or against this view." Thereat, Prahastha counseled Ravana, even as Brihaspati counsels the king of Devas, "Your Majesty, what has now come upon us, this very thing that Vibhishana, myself and others have discussed and concluded long ago. But there was no agreement among us. We held conflicting opinions and we quarreled. That was why the decision was not acted on. Was it not decided that welfare and glory would be ours if we restored Sita to Rama, and the ruin and infamy would be our portion if we did not do so? Now I have received at your hands countless gifts, honors and benefits. You have exalted me with your kind words and precious praise. It is my duty at all times to fulfill your wishes. I have no other joy in life than that. My life, my wife, children and my wealth, I count as straw where your interests are concerned. Today I will offer up my life as an oblation in the fire of battle." Then he turned to the generals that stood by and said, "Let a huge Rakshasa force be ready here soon. Like the thunderbolt of Indra will my arrows fall upon the monkeys and prepare a sumptuous feast for the eagles, vultures and other birds of prey." The Rakshasa troops got ready accordingly. With the sheen of their weapons and the noise of their shouting, the city was like a rut. Some poured oblations in the sacred fire for victory and safe return. Some bowed before the brahmanas with flowers and perfumes. The breeze blew soft, wafting the scent of ghee, flowers and other perfumes. The Rakshasas, eager for battle, wore garlands that were charged with enchantment to ensure them victory. Armed with fine armor and bows, they came forward quickly, saluted Ravana and gathered around Prahastha. He took leave of his master, caused the terrible war drums to be beaten and ascended his magnificent chariot. It was furnished with every kind of weapon. Horses swift as the wind were harnessed to it. They were guided by an expert driver. Brilliant like the sun and charming like the moon, fitted with excellent wheels and axles and spokes, it was effectively guarded against attack. Shining with golden windows, it seemed to smile on all beholders. Ascending his chariot and receiving Ravana's orders for battle, Prahastha emerged from Lanka, surrounded by the Rakshasa forces that surged like the ocean. Then the noise of the kettle drums joined to the softer tones of lutes and other musical instruments, and the blast of conches spread over the waters like the rumblings of dark clouds. The Rakshasas that marched before Prahastha, huge of bulk like mountains and frightful in shape, raised terrible war cries. Narantaka, Kumbhahanu, Mahanada, Samunata, the ministers of Prahastha, marched behind him. Surrounded by Rakshasas like mad elephants, he resembled the ocean king surrounded by the dreadful monsters of the deep as he came out of the eastern gate. As he issued from the city, even as the god of death that destroys all creatures at the time of dissolution, all beings in Lanka trembled and howled at the shouts that followed the Rakshasa general and the roar of his armies. In the clear sky, the birds flew inauspiciously around the car in flocks from left to right and rejoiced at the thought of the rich repast they would have that day of flesh and blood. Frightful jackals vomited flames and howled. Meteors fell, storms blew. The planets contended with one another and grew dim. Clouds, roaring dreadfully, showered blood on the car of Prahasta and on the Rakshasas that went before. On the top of his banner, a huge vulture sat facing the south and scratching his wings with his beak. Thereat, Prahasta's face grew pale. His charioteer of noble lineage and wonderful skill let fall his whip by accident. The matchless radiance and luster and spirit that Prahasta had when he started for battle waned very soon. The horses stumbled in level places. The monkey forces saw Prahasta, renowned for strength and valor, coming against them, and they faced him with trees and mountain tops and blocks and frightful war cries. Both sides were beside themselves in ardor of fight and shouted so that the quarters trembled. They were of matchless speed, of wonderful skill in warfare, intent upon slaying one another. They filled the sky and the earth with the cries of defiance and slaps on the shoulders. Thus did that black-hearted Prahasta, deciding to destroy the monkey hosts and defeat Rama and Lakshmana, make his way into the ever-increasing monkey armies like a moth falling into a blazing flame. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.